When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. What up, what up, what up, everybody? It's AWOD. Time to get up and Adam here on a Saturday morning. We are live and local in the nation's capital. 9 a.m. here on a Saturday, December 21st. This is D.C. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcast on the Team 980 and 910 The Fan in Richmond as today. Yes, today is the biggest football day in football history in my mind. Today is the day. Nonstop action from college football to the NFL. You can't avoid it. It's going to be all over the TV and your apps. With TNT streaming games, I am so fired up. From 12 noon to the time you hit your pillow, there is going to be high-level football on TV. In the NFL, it's playoff seeding on the line for four AFC teams in two games. And in the college ranks, it is the inaugural 12-team college football playoffs. Playoffs! I am so fired up. Last night, Notre Dame over Indiana to advance. Three more games today to decide the final eight. Now, I do think maybe chalk heavy. I do think you're going to see the home teams prevail today in three of the four games, but should still be an awesome day of football. But if you're a Commanders fan, you know, you got your eyes on Sunday, the Philadelphia Eagles. It's rivalry week. Can Washington get a win over the Eagles? Because the Commanders could actually clinch a playoff berth with a win and some help. All right, if they got a loss from Atlanta and the LA Rams as well. I'm picking the Commanders, and I'll tell you why. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. We'll go behind enemy lines with Chris McPherson from Eagles.com, AWOD's keys to victory. And then from the Team 980, my guys Chris Russell and Lonell Willingham will join the show. But first, the breaking news from overnight. D.C. is now a realistic option for the Commanders' new stadium after what they're calling a political Hail Mary last night. Commanders fans know all about Hail Marys as Jaden Daniels connected with Noah Brown earlier this season. But last night, Congress passed the RFK bill giving the district control of the land. And this means everything for the team, for the fan base, for the ownership group towards building their next stadium. Congress passes the RFK bill in a surprise move giving D.C. control of the stadium site. So, what does this mean to me? I mean, it means so much. So first off, I'll say I have so many great memories from my childhood, and those could possibly return, right? At once, it felt like we'd never come back to RFK, right? You know, I was young, but I remember going to Redskins games there. As I got older, DC United and even a Nationals game at RFK. And, you know, when DC United left for Audi Field, I remember I went back for like a U.S. soccer game, and the place was just – it just didn't look like itself anymore. Of course, it's so much damage. But the outside, that whole area, it just feels like you're in the city. It just feels it's just a great place to be. I just have so many great memories from when I was a kid. You know, walking, taking the metro, walking into this stadium site there, and we could actually watch the Commanders the Redskins play at RFK once again. And it's important to me because I've told you this before. It's in the city. The Washington Commanders should play in the city, in D.C. And I think it's really that simple. That's why months ago I went hard against Ted Leonsis, trying to move the Wizards and the Capitals to Virginia. I hated that move. I can't believe he wanted to turn his back on his supporters and take the city's team away from the city. Well, now I'm going hard for the case that RFK should be the new site for the Commanders' next stadium. And the city's teams should play in the city because when the Nats and the Caps won their respective championships, the city was nuts. And everyone was partying. And it was the best of times. It was the place to be. And it would not be the same if they won in Maryland or if they won in Virginia. There's something about winning in the city, in the District of Columbia, and I'm such a huge fan. You know, I used to drive to the city every morning working on the Sports Junkies, and, you know, it's so early, you're not really paying attention, but that drive, it's so beautiful. You don't usually take the time to stop and appreciate it, but you would if your team won a championship. So here's the deal, all right? It was about 1:15, but the U.S. Senate passed the Robert F. Kennedy Memorial Stadium Campus Revitalization Act about 1:15 a.m. on Saturday via unanimous consent, meaning all 100 senators were on board. Congress has passed legislation giving D.C. control of RFK Stadium and allowing the city to redevelop more than 170 acres of federal property surrounding it. A political miracle, says the Washington Post, that it came in the twilight hours of the year's congressional session and after almost every avenue for the legislation appeared exhausted. I mean, it is just so wild how this happened, how this took place here. You know, we were out at MGM doing the Junkies Holiday Show, and then I started seeing news on social media that everything was taking a turn in the negative way here as Elon Musk decided to jump in on his platform X. But this stadium campus Revitalization Act is by unanimous consent. It is a Hail Mary and an action that required the support of all senators present without objection. Let's take a listen to the exact moment. A huge win for Commanders fans around the country.
President, I ask unanimous consent that the Senate proceed to the immediate consideration of calendar 648 H.R. 4984.
The clerk will report.
Calendar number 648, H.R. 4984, an act to direct the Secretary of the Interior to transfer administrative jurisdiction over the Robert F. Kennedy Memorial Stadium campus to the District of Columbia, and so forth and further purposes.
Ask unanimous.
The bill is passed.
President.
Aye. Now, Max, I'm no lawyer, but that sounded a lot like Jim Nance on the call. Commanders against the Chicago Bears with Jaden Daniels heaving it deep and Noah Brown making the catch.
Comes down to one last play. And it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! Caught!
The bill is passed! Passed!
This town is going crazy.
So cool. Such a great moment. Josh Harris, the managing partner of the Washington Commanders, released a statement this morning, quote, "We are extremely grateful that our elected officials have come together on a bipartisan basis to give Washington, D.C. the opportunity to decide on the future of the RFK Stadium site. This bill will create an equal playing field so that all potential future locations for the home of the Commanders can be fairly considered and give our franchise the opportunity to provide the best experience for all our fans." A Hail Mary overnight and RFK back in business. I love that the government got something right here. I mean, it made no sense to me for this bill to be taken off last minute. So happy. Last-minute execution, just like Jaden Daniels against the Bears. The bill passed, was highly unanticipated. Just hours earlier, the RFK legislation was excluded from a spending bill that the House passed to avert a government shutdown. So it is so interesting. I mean, the miscommunication over the last few days
by the owner of one of the largest communication platforms in the country, as Elon Musk basically single-handedly started a fake news campaign and nearly ruined this. But they got it right. We got it fixed. And I know we want to make our nation's capital the most beautiful capital in the world. So what do? We put money into it, right? Listen to this from Mayor Bowser this week. We want to make our nation's capital the most beautiful capital in the world, so we have to move and free RFK. And we talked about this a few months ago. How do we make the city great again? How do we get people back into the buildings and make the nightlife the way it used to be? Well, two huge steps happened this week. One, the construction of Capital One, to make that a world-class facility for the Wizards, the Caps, and the Mystics, and the Hoyas. And I'm excited to go to Wizards games again. Now, bringing the Commanders back to RFK is huge. Josh Harris is doing his job. Ownership matters. Relationship matters. Having competent people in charge matters. If you're just waking up, here's the news. What does this mean for the next Commander Stadium? DC is a realistic option. For years, the district wasn't even on the table because the National Park Service's lease to the city restricted land usage to sports, recreation, and environment, and that was scheduled to end in 2038. Now, the team can formally negotiate with DC Mayor Muriel Bowser, who made the redevelopment an economic goal to bring the Commanders back to Washington, D.C. I'm fired up this morning. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. If you're just waking up, RFK site back in play now. What does that mean to you? If you're a fan that went to games back 20, 30 years ago, maybe you've been a season ticket holder this year in Landover at Northwest Stadium. You've been a part of the best season the past 30 years. The team's 9-5. What does this news mean to you? 1-800-636-1067. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 in Washington, D.C., and 910 The Fan in Richmond. Got to tell you guys a quick story. So, you know, I've been a season ticket holder for the Commanders for 17 years with my dad. We talk every day. He's my biggest fan. He's probably listening right now. And, you know, we're diehard fans of the Burgundy and Gold. And he called me this morning at 8:30, and he said, "Did you hear the news?" And he was sad. I could hear it in his voice. The bill died in Congress. But I'm trying to tell him, no, Dad, it passed. It passed. He didn't understand. It happened so late. A legit Hail Mary after midnight. Chuck Schumer brought a package up to be added, and it's passed unanimously. The Speaker of the House did his job, and the Hail Mary is complete. It's caught. It's caught. Jaden Daniels to Noah Brown in an overnight vote that feels very similar to the Commanders' last play against the Chicago Bears, the RFK Memorial Stadium. The Revitalization Act was passed, allowing the Commanders to negotiate with Mayor Bowser, a Hail Mary and a win for Commanders fans around the country and sports fans, because I just think that Josh Harris and company, they're going to make that location a top sports facility with restaurants, bars surrounding it, state-of-the-art stadium. They're going to find a way to use that land 365 days a year. It's not going to be, you know, boring in the summer when there's no games. They're going to fill it with soccer and concerts and all that other stuff. I just know we have the right people in charge to get this done and to do it right. Once again, here's the statement from the Commanders, Josh Harris, managing partner of the Commanders, quote, "We are extremely grateful that our elected officials have come together on a bipartisan basis to give Washington, D.C. the opportunity to decide on the future of the RFK Stadium site. The bill will create an equal playing field so that all potential future locations for the home of the Washington Commanders can be fairly considered and give our franchise the opportunity to provide the best experience for all fans." What does this news mean to you? If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Drew in Graysonville. What's up, Drew? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Adam, this is just amazing news. We went to the Caps game last night. We saw that Lundgren save. That was fantastic. And, you know, waking up to do tailgate prep for tomorrow at Northwest Stadium. And it got up at 5 o'clock this morning and couldn't believe that after the first bill was passed without it, we got this Hail Mary and we have a chance for football back in the Capitol. It's just amazing, and all the fans in the district and the DMV should be so excited. I know I'm excited, and things are turning our way, man. You know, OV's back on the ice getting ready to go. Jonathan Allen is practicing to come back. You know, this bill came back miraculously, and now we got to beat the Eagles Sunday. And who knows, this year is not over yet. I feel like, you know, this is Hanukkah starting early, and I'm looking for 8 days of presents like this. So this is awesome.
Drew, can you tell me about some of your memories of RFK?
One of the coolest nights, it was a night game when Art Monk passed the reception record, and the place was just going nuts. And so that was for me, that was one of the – but I didn't have tickets at the time. I've been a season ticket holder now for over 25 years. But back then, it was hard to get tickets, and my boss took me, and it was just amazing. And just also just during the day games, walking back from RFK into the city and going out and partying, and then winning a Super Bowl and the rally down at Champions down in Georgetown afterwards, nuts. So I'm looking for that. You know, being in the city is not just the one location by where the stadium's going to be. You know, it connects the stadium together, and we win. You know, it's good for all of Washington. We were down in New Orleans last week, and the Washington fans took over New Orleans. And I'm looking forward to fans traveling to come to D.C. and hang out and see what we've got here and having fun in D.C. I think it's just the best thing for the city. And that thing has looked like a blight for 20 years. So yeah, Fixing it up and revitalizing that area. I mean, I can't tell you how happy I am that we got a new ownership in. And
I can hear it in your voice, Drew.
Year,
I can hear it in your voice, man. I love the energy and the passion. I can hear how much this means to you, man.
I'm excited.
So
we'll
appreciate
be
it
at the stadium tomorrow at 7 a.m. You know,
Let's go.
I don't miss a game.
Good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to Brandon in Rockville. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, man. I'm on my way to Olney right now. I just turned on the radio. Is that so? What's going on? They just got the
yes,
got
Max. Max, time. People are just getting in their car. Let's play the audio one
We're
more time here
news,
of the Senate announcement because it is so confusing. Yeah. Because, like you said, my dad
Hanukkah,
thought
right?
It didn't get passed last night. This was at 1:15 a.m. Hang on hold, Brandon. We're going to play the audio once again, the Senate announcement. Max, you have that queued up?
Senate proceed to the immediate consideration of calendar 648, H.R. 4984.
The clerk will report.
Calendar number 648, H.R. 4984, an act to direct the Secretary of the Interior to transfer administrative jurisdiction over the Robert F. Kennedy Memorial Stadium campus to the District of Columbia, and so forth and further purposes.
Is there objection proceeding to the measure? Without objection, the Senate will proceed to the measure.
I ask unanimous consent the bill be considered read a third time.
Without objection?
I know of no further debate on the bill.
Is there further debate? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, no. The ayes appears to have it. The ayes do have it.
I ask unanimous.
The bill is passed.
President, I ask.
Just like that, in an overnight vote, the Senate passed the bill that hands the control of the RFK Stadium site to D.C., paving the way for the city to potentially build a new stadium. It's a legit Hail Mary, man. How about that?
That's pretty cool. It's wow. I tell you, it's so funny. In about 5-6 years from now, when our kids are out of the house and, you know, on the way to college, hopefully, or whatever they're going to do, I'm leaving this area. We're moving downtown. My wife and I were just talking about it. That's the place to be.
Yeah, get back to the city.
Get back in the city. So thanks, man. Awesome.
Yeah. Good call, Brandon. I appreciate you chiming in. Let's go one more real quick. Let's go to Kevin in Richmond. Kevin, you're chiming in from Richmond. What's going on, man?
Dude, thank you for taking my call. It's a great morning. I know everything was like, everything seemed for naught yesterday. You know, we're all getting mad. We're screaming at random people. But like, I guess it all turned out for the best. It's the end of the year miracle. It does feel like a Hail Mary. It's so crazy. It just feels so fitting for this year. I can't believe DC's going to maybe potentially actually have football in
yeah.
the city.
How much were you paying attention when the news was breaking on Twitter and you had Elon Musk chiming in and it felt like all was lost?
It did feel like all was lost, and it seemed kind of frustrating because even yesterday it was like, I guess Elon Musk like misinformation. It was a tweet that was wrong. It was, you know, there was no government funding. That was why he was mad, and it was completely wrong. And for whatever reason, you know, it didn't seem to matter. You know, we wake up in a miracle at 1:30 a.m. They pass another bill with having it attached. It's just, it's awesome, man.
Does it feel like you slept and then all of a sudden you go downstairs and there's a bike under the tree?
It feels like there's a bike. It feels like there's an Xbox. It feels like there's a, you know, even a PlayStation 5. I get to play both consoles this morning.
So do you have any memories of RFK?
I do. I mean, I think, what was that? I was like 05 to 07. I mean, really, I just remember eating Dippin' Dots in the stadium rocking and swinging Sweet Caroline. Like, but it was an amazing vibe, and it was easy to get to, you know? And then, like, you were back. If you lived in Nova in D.C., you could get out of the stadium in, like, you know, 25, 30 minutes, which is a miracle almost. And I just feel like it needs to be in D.C. You know, what actual cities have all four teams playing inside the city? You know, we can't say that. Now, maybe in the future, we'll be able to say that. It's so cool.
Yeah, especially because when, you know, I was part of the Caps parade and when the Nationals won the World Series. And just the best memories of my entire life, those days, right? Celebrating. Ovi, we're not going to suck this year. Everyone was going nuts. I mean, the city's the place to be when your team is winning. Appreciate you guys chiming in. We're going to take more of your phone calls after this quick commercial break. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and 910 The Fan in Richmond. We just got a call from Richmond. You can chime in right now, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. So if you're a Washington Commanders fan and you had your eyes on Sunday against the Eagles, Well, you got to wake up here because we got some big news. A Hail Mary was passed last night, 1:15 a.m. D.C. now a realistic option for the Commanders after a stadium unbelievable. Just such great news here. So if you're just waking up, here's the latest, all right? It is the Senate passing of the RFK Memorial Stadium Revitalization Act, a historic moment for our nation's capital. In an overnight vote, the Senate passed the bill that hands control of the RFK Stadium site to D.C., paving the way for the city to potentially build a new stadium and try to lure the Washington Commanders back to the district for their home game. So I know we got a home game tomorrow, but this is huge news today. And I want to ask you, what does this mean to you? What memories do you have at RFK? How important is this news today to you? Let's go to line five. We've got Deacon in D.C. What's up, Deacon?
Good morning, Adam. Listen, I think it's a great idea for the city of Washington. Look at the waterfront over in Southwest. Now she'll have a twin in Southeast. And look at the building and everything that could come out of this.
It should be awesome, Deacon. Do you have great memories of RFK?
I remember when we used to make the stadium dance, baby.
That's awesome, Deacon. I appreciate you calling. I can tell how happy you are for this moment here. Let's go to Alan in Gaithersburg. Alan, you're on the fan.
Hey, Adam. Great show. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So I'm 60 years old, and I went to many games at RFK, and it was the most incredible atmosphere. Nothing like FedEx, and I just can't wait if we get a chance to get back, and hopefully they'll build a stadium that is intimate and has the same kind of feel that RFK had. I know it will have to be a modern stadium, but that was just incredible. Great news this morning.
Yeah, I mean, can you believe it actually happened, Alan?
I had a suspicion it might happen, but, you know, I was kind of resigned to myself that maybe it wouldn't. So it was just a great feeling. When I woke up and read the news, I was very happy about it.
Yeah, can you kind of compare how you felt when you knew that Dan Snyder was taking the team out of RFK and building it there in Landover FedEx Field, and how you feel today, knowing there's a chance it could come back?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was always my hope that they would return to the RFK site. I mean, I knew the stadium was outdated and it had to be replaced, but it was always in the back of my mind that they would return there one day, because that's where the team belongs. So I hope it really happens. I know there's a lot of hurdles, but we're a step in the right direction.
Yeah, it really is a huge step in the right direction. Alan, I appreciate you chiming in, man.
My pleasure. Thanks, Adam.
Yep. Let's go to Greg in Percyville. What's up, Greg? You're on the fan with AWOD.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I started going in 69 when I was 10 years old with my dad, when Jurgensen was a quarterback, when Barty was the coach.
Wow.
Greatest moment ever was 72 when we beat the Cowboys. Bomb from, I think it was Kilmer to Taylor down, Charlie Taylor down the sidelines. People were hugging each other. The peanut man was just throwing peanuts around. And I ran on the field. I got the wooden chair Larry Brown was sitting in. I took that. I got a piece of the field, the 50-yard line, where it had the colored red around the 50. I got a piece of the goalpost. Just memories, you know, Walt Garrison being stopped on the 1-yard line. Darryl Grant, the deflected pass interception, touchdown. You know, Danny White being knocked out in 83 by Dexter Manley. All the playoff games going to all three Super Bowls. I went to the Super Bowl. We beat the Dolphins, and I also went the next, you know, that was in Pasadena. I went to Tampa the next year when we lost to the Raiders. Had season tickets, you know, took them from my dad. And I kept moving around trying to get near the 50-yard line because when it went from RFK to FedEx, it was a joke. My seats at our RFK were like one row off the railing. It was like looking down on a chessboard. They're great. I got moved way back, and I hated it. And the atmosphere was just so different. RFK, we used to park down by the on the grass next to the river, and it was like a festival down there. It was like a Dead concert, man. It was awesome, but FedEx sucked. Just the parking lot, the concrete, it was terrible.
Yeah. But, Greg, you know, how great is this that now we have a competent owner who knows what he's doing in Josh Harris? I mean, he deserves a lot of credit for making sure that he did all the little things to make sure that this would happen here.
Oh, it's awesome, man. I mean, I don't like to use the word hate in my old life, you know, but I hate the Cowboys and I hated Dan Snyder. And I finally got rid of my tickets. I told my wife, I said, if he gets rid of Cousins and McLaurin, we finally had a competent GM, I said, I'm done. And that's when I got rid of my tickets. And I'm glad I did, because it was so hard to, you know, I get rid of them. You've lost a lot of money on it, because I live in Northern Virginia. I couldn't go to every game. And
yeah.
And so, but no, Harris, Peters, Quinn is just awesome. And I just take it slow. We're, you know, we kind of got ahead of ourselves this year, thinking Super Bowl and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're ahead of schedule. Next year, we're going to get a receiver or two, a cornerback, you know, a rusher, and some offensive line, and we'll be cranking.
Good call, Greg. I appreciate you chiming in. Jaden connected with Noah Brown for a Hail Mary, and last night, Commanders fans received a Hail Mary. Here's the statement once again from Josh Harris, the managing partner of the Commanders. We are extremely grateful that our elected officials have come together on a bipartisan basis to give Washington, D.C. the opportunity to decide on the future of the RFK Stadium site. This bill will create an equal playing field so that all potential future locations for the home of the Commanders can be fairly considered and give our franchise the opportunity to provide the best experience for all our fans. It was the RFK Memorial Stadium Revitalization Act passed last night at about 1:15 a.m. What does this mean to you? Let's go to Kurt in Ashburn, line 3. What's up, Kurt?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm feeling good, man. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, especially now. But, you know, what has always galled me, is, and obviously JP based on his rant yesterday and the day before, is these politicals, these conservative politicals from Flyover, who relish the chance to talk about the district, and they talk about crime and so on, but we should examine their districts. They're not exactly stars there either. I always thought it was kind of ridiculous that you can't even take care of your house, but you don't want us to take care of our house.
Yeah.
So, the other thing, fond memories, well, I got two real quick. One was the game where the Redskins were down by 17, I think, going into the fourth quarter on a Sunday afternoon game, and when the third quarter ends, people get up and leave in droves. My buddy and I look and say, wait a minute, this is Sunday afternoon. They could come back and win it, which, of course, is what happened. They did. And that was great. It was against the Raiders. Remember that. Now, the other memory is, it used to be a tradition, and there's going to be a lot of people smiling and nodding around the area here. It used to be a tradition at halftime, people would gather on the outside to fire up. And you'd meet your friends there, and they'd hand you a joint all along the outside everywhere in the stadium, and the cops didn't bother. One time they came up to us and said, hey, let's not be obvious about it, okay? And walked away. That's my fond memory.
I love it, Kurt. Good call, man. Appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to Mike in Lake Ridge. What's up, Mike? How are you doing today?
Hey, morning, AWOT. How are you?
I'm doing great. This was huge news. I mean, it legit feels like a Hail Mary. I went to sleep pissed off. I woke up happy.
I will be excited if this happens. Yeah, I just wanted to share a couple of quick memories. I remember really early on, going to see the Washington Diplomats play the New York Cosmos with Pelé. And my elementary soccer team got to play at halftime for like 10 minutes on the field. So that was pretty cool. Got to see the Grateful Dead there, which was pretty awesome. And
nice.
Me and my brother got to see the very last game against the Cowboys. And I got a piece of turf from the end zone. So, yeah, so that was, you know, it was a great place. And I hope they do it right. I hope they get it done.
Yeah, appreciate you chiming in. Let's take one more quick call here. Let's go to Tim, line 5. Tim, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Yes. Hi, good morning. I just want to quickly do the memories. I attended a high school championship game in D.C. with my father at D.C. Stadium then, before RFK. The stadium was filled for city championship game. The other memories were Frank Howard hitting those towering home runs where they painted the seats white at RFK. And I just think that, you know, this morning I woke up about 2:30 in the morning, saw an email. I didn't open the email at first, but I said, okay, let's just open the email. And it was an alert from the Washington Post that the RFK Stadium campus was transferred to D.C. I could not believe it. The first thing that crossed my mind was, this is a miracle. And I'm so happy. I'm just hoping that Josh Harris and the other owners there can pull this off with the mayor. Thank you, Awan, and have a great day.
Yeah, Tim, I appreciate the call. I could tell in your voice how much that meant to you. So great news today. Absolutely love this. A Hail Mary, Jayden Daniels to Noah Brown. Chuck Schumer puts it out there, and it is passed at 1:15 a.m., the Senate passing of the RFK Memorial Stadium Revitalization Act. Love this. A historic moment for our nation's capital. Really a historic week when you consider Adam Silver was in the building for the NBA game at Capital One Arena as the Wizards defeated the Hornets, and they are starting to redesign the outside of that building. I can't wait. And our teams are getting good again. I mean, it's going to be a while for the Wizards, maybe, but the Nats, and now this historic season for the Commanders, 9-5 for the first time since 1992. It is a good time to be a D.C. sports fan. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Good morning. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio just after 9:45 here on a Saturday, December 1st. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. You can always tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio, AWADDRADIO. Mo tweets me, AWOD, wow, I thought this was dead since it wasn't included in the bill which was passed last night. Just waking up, this is absolutely amazing. Willis tweets me, Adam, it would be epic if they go back there and play. I was in there in 1991. When they played the Oilers and won in overtime, I am encouraged and optimistic they will get something done. 12th man tweets me, AWOD, hallelujah. It was a Hail Mary. If you're just waking up and getting into your car, this was the Senate announcement at 1:15 last night about the introduction of the RFK Memorial Stadium Revitalization Act. Let's take a listen.
H.R. 4984.
The clerk will report.
Counter number 648, H.R. 4984, an act to direct the Secretary of the Interior to transfer administrative jurisdiction over the Robert F. Kennedy Memorial Stadium campus to the District of Columbia, and so forth and further purposes.
Is there objection proceeding to the measure? Without objection, the Senate will proceed to the measure.
I ask unanimous consent the bill be considered read a third time.
Without objection.
I know of no further debate on the bill.
Is there further debate? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, no.
Aye.
The ayes appears to have it. The ayes do have it.
I ask unanimous.
The bill is passed.
Just like that, the bill is passed last night, 1:15 a.m., a legit Hail Mary that reminded me of Jim Nance on the call as Jayden Daniels. Last play against the Chicago Bears.
Comes down to one last play, and it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it.
Now it's
1:15
a.m.
Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line, and the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh, my God!
If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio. What does this mean to you? Do you have any memories you want to share? We've been going down memory lane, a little throwback Saturday here. People sharing stories of going to RFK with their dad, their relatives, things like that. Let's go to line two. We've got Bob in Tennessee. Bob, you're on the Fan.
Hello, AWOD. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I get the feeling you're happy. Are you happy?
I'm fired up, dude.
Fired up. You know, I was thinking about this thing. I'm not making this up. I'm sure somebody has come up with it before about PTSD, post-traumatic Snyder syndrome. I have no doubt. I don't know if these congresspeople are football fans or not. They might be. I don't know. All I know is they've never heard anything good about the Snyder regime for the last 25 years. And so I can see why they would be dragging their feet and thinking, we don't want to deal with that team. But I think, thank God, we've got the right people, like you said, in charge, the owner, Magic Johnson, other people who've probably been firing away and said, let's do it. Let's do it. We're not Dan Snyder. Come on. We're not Dan Snyder. We're not even the Redskins anymore. We're doing everything we should be doing. And I think that had a lot to do with their conscience. I think it played on their conscience. We just can't let the Washington Commander fans down and the city down. We just have to do it, which it sounds like what they did. They just kind of took one part of the bill and said, we're just going to focus on that. Maybe one or two other things. I'm sure other things are thrown in there. But the idea that we've got some good, reputable people that, It's unbelievable, you know, and it's also a kind of a story about also how you and I and everyone can be when we meet people, it's total strangers, when we meet people that are high in the echelon of public offices or corporations, be nice to them, not to kiss their butt to get things, but just be naturally nice constantly. We'll win them over eventually, I think, if we do that. And I think that's what our you know, Commander owners and have done, and possibly even the I don't know if any of the Washington Commanders themselves have ever got involved. They probably did, right to their congressman or something. But I'm just proud of them. I'm proud of their goodness, you know, like that.
Yeah, I'm with you, Bob. Good call. And I think you're onto something with, you know, just Josh Harris being a good person, right, compared to what Dan Snyder was. And everybody that worked for him, Dan Snyder, were just yes men. But Josh Harris is hiring smart individuals to do certain things. It's like he's just simply putting the right people in place. And that's what's happening right now. Let's go to Ricardo in D.C. What's up, Ricardo?
Yeah, good morning, A-Watt. I'm a native Washingtonian, I can have some memories of going to games in the 60s as a little kid. Also, a couple of years, my godfather was very ill, and he had season tickets. He couldn't go to games. So I guess the 88 and 89 seasons, I had season tickets. But just want to throw a little reality into it. Now, we're still going to have to fund this. This taxpayers, D.C. taxpayers, going to have to fund this. Congress is still, have ruled over what we can do in our city, even though we are taxpayers. We have no representation as D.C. citizens. You know, I'm happy the team is possibly coming back, but I hope they'll put in something that discounts. If you want to buy tickets for D.C. residents, obviously I want them to be able to hire D.C. residents there at the stadium.
Yeah,
so
thing, Ricardo. I appreciate you chiming in. I think that's going to create a ton of jobs. I think that's number one. I think it's going to create a ton of jobs for people in D.C. Let's go to Homer in Richmond. What's up, Homer? You're on the fan.
Oh, Your enthusiasm is wonderful at being a Redskin fan.
Thank you.
1963 is probably my first game when I was a teenager.
Wow.
But DC's changed. You're too young to remember, or you weren't born yet, for 60s and 70s. DC was a wonderful place to go. And no way would I would put the same type of fan-friendly tailgating new stadium in Virginia. But no way with what's gone on in the last 4 years in D.C., just the history, no politics, just what they've done to that city. I mean, you do not want RFK to be in D.C., and I love your enthusiasm.
Homer, they're gonna do a lot of things before 2030. Before 2030, when the building is, you know, built there, and they're able to change everything, and it's not going to be like what it was. But let me ask you, Homer, are you still watching?
No, what it was it wasn't the stadium. It was the times.
Right.
It's different now in D.C.
No, I know, I know. And we still have time before it gets built. Let me ask you this. Are you still watching every game?
You know, once Dan Snyder came in, when he got rid of, Jackson, the receiver, excuse me, Jackson and what was the other receiver's name, got rid of both of them, and Cousins came back home to his wife and said, don't sign that lease. And she said, why? She said, Snyder just got rid of my best two receivers. I'm going next year. And that's exactly what happened. If you didn't sell enough Redskin R's, yeah. Donovan McNabb, he got rid of Donovan McNabb. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm so excited, because Dan Snyder is gone, Homer, and we do have new ownership here with Josh Harris, and he's done everything right to put the right people in place to make sure that this could be a possibility of returning to D.C. They've done a lot to clean up Northwest Stadium, and Homer, you got to be proud the team's 9-5.
Oh, no, I'm proud of that, but do not, whatever you do, do not bring it into a place where we've got, right now in D.C., I think it's 12,000 illegal criminals running around. And the city is different than it was in the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Homer. Hey, we got to take a quick commercial break. I appreciate you chiming in. You can give us a call, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. We got to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan.